And welcome back. And now St. Louis On the Air contributor Steve Potter explores the concept of sound journeys. Imagine gathering with a group of people. Everyone lies on the floor. Eyes are closed or covered. And then...
The experience is called a sound journey. Native American flutist Mark Holland and sound healer Patty Pellerito explore the concept in the new CD, Dreamwalker. Welcome to you both. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Can you talk a little bit about the sounds that we're hearing right now?
Well, what you're hearing right now is a piece off a new CD that we just released called Dreamwalker. And the sounds that you're hearing specifically are Himalayan singing bowls and a very deep Native American style flute.
And of course, Mark, you're on flute. And Patty, the bowls are yours.
That's right.
And you brought half a dozen with you we're going to talk about. But Patty, can you explain to me the concept of sound healing and what that really is?
I'll try and make it brief.
You're laughing like you can't.
That's a long question, or a long answer to that question. But basically, healing with the energy of sound vibration and frequency. So it's a multi-level experience from lowering the brainwave state into a place of calm, which is around that alpha into theta state. These instruments are used in temples for meditation. And then in the healing process, in an individual session, bowls placed on the body and around the body helps to ease muscular tension as well.
I was going to ask, when you talk about healing, if you were talking about healing certain ailments or just healing your soul?
Both.
Yeah. Mark, I'm familiar with your work from Autumn Child, of course, mm-hmm. and other things that you do, and it's not unsimilar to what you do with your flute.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of some similarities in that. What's really rich about this project is that I get to use these ultra-low flutes. A lot of the music that is associated with Native American flute is healing style of playing and, things are very therapeutic, how people use it, the music.
So is this generally a group event?
Yes. The collaboration between Mark and I, we offer group sound meditation, sound journey experiences.
Is it a totally passive thing for the person that takes part in it?
Not really. I mean, there's a piece about listening deeply within yourself to see how these sounds enter your body, how they feel. We do different things. Sometimes we set up more in a meditation style and connect with the breath. Maybe we'll do a little gentle movement, a moving meditation. But for the laying down portion, where it's primarily sound, there still is an active piece in surrendering.
Mm-hmm. You talk about laying down, so let's back up and sort of walk me through the whole experience. I arrive at whatever location it is that you would do one of these things. Tell me what exactly happens, what people do.
So generally, these are laying down experiences where one will bring a yoga mat, a blanket, perhaps a pillow, maybe an eye covering, anything to make themselves comfortable for about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And like I mentioned, we may set up to just tune in to ourselves through a meditative posture, connecting with the breath. Perhaps we'll do some gentle qigong movements, similar to Tai Chi.
Uh-huh.
So it's a moving meditation. Again, just anything to come fully into the body.
And how long do these sessions generally last?
An hour and a half to 2 hours.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The sound portion is about an hour.
Mark, what's been your experience with this?
It's been great. The very first one that Patty invited me to, it was actually about a year ago, I think. And it was really a special kind of a thing to play for people that are just totally, it's the opposite of a performance. People are not watching you. It's not about what you're doing. It's all about the sound, and you know that you're providing something for their relaxation and for their meditation.
Let's sample some more of your work from the CD, and I've got an interesting follow-up question for you, I think. This is New Moon Lullaby. What would you like to say about this?
It's wonderful. Listen.
We're talking with Patty Pellerito and Mark Holland. Their new Dreamwalker CD, they're going to have a release concert this Saturday, 7 p.m. at the chapel. And I even noticed that I'm speaking differently. The pace of my speech, I think, has slowed down. I feel sort of very relaxed. You said an hour and a half, maybe some of these sessions go with people when they're there and they're laying down and they're listening and meditating. I would not find it hard to believe that someone might fall asleep. Mm-hmm. Does that happen? Is that embarrassing to the person, or how's that handled?
It does happen. We usually recommend if your neighbor starts to snore that you might reach over and touch their shoulder. You know, it's interesting. Oftentimes people say that they were fully aware of the sounds in the space and being there, but at the same time they were off somewhere else having their own version of a dream.
I imagine some people may take their time coming out of this too at the end, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. And we allow time for that.
Well, the bowls are yours. You brought half a dozen with you. Number one, how many do you have? How many do you generally use at one time?
I lose count. I think I have about 43 now, and generally about 25 that I bring.
Mm-hmm. You brought half a dozen with you. Are these brass?
You know, the composition is changed over time, shall I say. No, not completely brass. I'm not sure exactly.
They have that look anyway. And in size, everywhere, they look the size of a small salad bowl to a large salad bowl, I guess.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
So how do you play them? Do you call that a mallet?
Yeah. So we have a couple of different mallets. One is a wooden stick with a leather wrapping, which is used for singing around the outside rim of the bowl. Uh-huh. And then a soft-headed mallet for striking, so depending on what you'd like to produce.
So you could either strike the bowl or you circle a perimeter.
Correct.
With the mallet, right?
Yes.
Would you want to demonstrate a few in front of us?
Sure.
Maybe start with a small one and compare it to the large one. Now you're going around the perimeter with the mallet. Does it matter the pressure that you're using or the speed? Do you vary that?
Yes, it does. Generally, you need to have a fair amount of pressure to sustain the sound. And moving slow is better than fast.
And it seems to intensify the longer that you do it.
Right.
Yeah, wow. Dig in a little bit, it gets louder.
And I might point out that you've stopped using the mallet and the sound's continuing.
Correct, yeah. Yeah, they resonate. Some of them resonate up to 4 minutes.
Do the large one. With this half dozen in front of you, is there something you'd like to perform for us?
Sure.
Mark, I'm sorry you didn't bring your flute.
Yeah, we could have done a little duo.
Patty, obviously you're not using sheet music, so are you improvising always?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Mark, Dreamwalker has just been released. How did you and Patty come together for this?
I guess the quickest version to that is I was doing a CD last May called Flute Flight, and invited Patty to be a part of that with her bowls and gongs. And so she played on several tracks. And then that led to us doing this project together, doing lots of different sound immersion sessions locally. And also we did tours in various parts of the country. And then I did an Autumn's Child CD at the end of the year, and she played on a track on that one as well. And we were like, we really should think about putting a CD out together that represents what people would experience at a sound immersion.
Right, and it seems so specific. Mm-hmm. You know, you wouldn't necessarily listen to this in the car.
Right.
Right?
Unless you're in heavy traffic, sitting still.
Have you released CDs like this before?
Yes, I have one prior CD. It was recorded in 2009.
So really, as far as the mental experience goes, I think you mentioned yoga earlier. It's really not much different than meditation or yoga, is it?
Yeah, exactly. It's very meditative. It slows us down, brings us into the present moment and into our bodies.
What kind of results have you seen from the people who attend?
Sometimes people come in with pain in various parts of the body, and after this experience, they're surprised that they get up and walk away without their pain.
Can you explain that?
Explain how it happens in terms of...
Why it works?
I think it works through, number one, just deeply relaxing, but beyond that, the frequencies. Frequencies have impact on our entire being, from a cellular level to our skeletal system, muscular. So it helps to open those pain receptors and flush out tension.
Mark, do you have any firsthand experience of the positive effects?
Yeah, I do, actually. One time, Patty was doing with all the bowls and gongs, a session, and I was really congested at the beginning of that session and left, and it was all totally cleared, all opened up. We've talked about this before, that we wanted to start writing down things that people have told us how they've, you know, what they've experienced, and some of these things are extremely heavy. And so that was a great thing that you asked that question, and it reminds us that we need to, you know, log those.
Uh-huh. You're going to have some guest artists at this event on Saturday.
Yeah. First one, Vesna Delavesca, and she's a great artist, and she'll be painting on stage as we're performing throughout the evening. So her back is to the audience, so people get to see every stroke of the brush that she's doing, everything that she's doing. So you watch her create from nothing, and we're creating music out of nothingness. So it's kind of a dual process there. And then also joining us on piano will be Corey Edwards. He's a great pianist, and he's worked with me on Autumn's Child projects and solo projects too.
So, Patty, I've never experienced this sort of thing. What do you think, what would be some of the positive effects that I might experience through sound healing?
Starting right away with just deep relaxation. The gongs have a way of working on the neurological system, and they really flush through just that mental energy. Mm-hmm. People find that they, you know, their thoughts really slow down. From there, it could be, you know, tension, soreness in the body. It could be through that shifting of the brainwave state, insights. Oftentimes people get insights about things that are going on either in their life, in their body, in their mind.
Mm-hmm. Now, you do weekly sessions with people, right, in workshops?
Yes. Daily.
Daily?
In my studio, yes. I work with these instruments every day. I also have a monthly, regularly scheduled program at Big Bend Yoga. Then Mark and I are always scheduling things here and there and various other workshops.
Well, congratulations to you both on this new CD.
Thank you.
And Mark, let's go out with another sound journey. This is Dream Within a Dream?
Dream Within a Dream. Patty's using metal tongue drum. That's called Kaizen. And I'm using a dual chamber flute on this particular piece.
Do we know what we're dreaming about?
Whatever you like.
It's limitless.
That was St. Louis On the Air contributor Steve Potter talking with Mark Holland and Patty Pellerito. Their CD, Dreamwalker, will be released at a concert Saturday night at 7 at the Chapel on Alexander at Skinker. You can find more information at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.